So a lot of them are involved with sort of either SARS. Those always pop up when it comes to tax season. So there'll be a lot of sort of SARS scans coming around. And it's usually emails saying, you need to, you know, open this email, click on this link, you need to download this because there's a problem with your tax return. So those are very common. But usually those emails come from Gmail email addresses. And obviously SARS is not going to email you from a Gmail. The other one is one that's on WhatsApp. It's actually happened to me, I think, twice in the last 5 days. Where people randomly get your number, they WhatsApp you saying, you're probably wondering how I got your number. Well, you know, we've got this great investment opportunity for you. We're a marketing company, blah, 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 blah. They're telling you that they're from the U.S., but the number that they're messaging you from is not a U.S. number. It's actually a number from Africa, from the continent. So already there you can see things are not adding up. Those are probably two of the biggest ones. I mean, there's a lot of crypto scams playing around as well.
So I guess the rule of thumb is that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Pretty much.